Blog Talk Radio.
Faith Class Radio, a syndication of Urban Glory Campaigns. Growing faith, growing God. Visit us online at www.urbangloryCampaigns.webs.com.
Lit by the glory of God, a path paved by the Father, steps ordered by the Sovereign King. Light, life, and liberty are the stones placed adjacently, the way, the truth. Jesus himself, the guide through the Spirit, beckons, come with me, follow my lead. To multitudes of men and women led on the pathway to rest, an interstate connecting the traveler throughout a land of righteousness, peace, and joy provided by the Holy Ghost. A kingdom without end. To the left are fruit trees planted by a river full of life. To the right are green pastures and the hill of the Lord. Straight ahead are the signs read Perfect Love Highway and Trustville 5 miles ahead. For every heart that travels this way, there is no turning back. Somebody say no turning back.
No turning back.
This is the pathway to rest. If you have your Bibles, turn to chapter 4 of the book of Hebrews. When you have it, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Verse 1, let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. For he spake in a certain place, somebody say certain place, of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest, someone say rest. Seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief. Again he limiteth a certain day, saying, and David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. For if Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterwards have spoken of another day? There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things, someone say all things, are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest, which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. At origin, humanity was made in the image and likeness of God. Distracted by the notorious intruder known as the devil, we fell from a place of complete peace, complete rest, and authentic spirituality. Somebody say authentic. The roadblocks called deception and unbelief deterred us from the destiny our Father designed, especially for us all. But God, who is rich in mercy, gave his only begotten Son, Jesus, to become the ultimate sacrifice and shed innocent blood to reconcile humanity back to the Father. John 14 and 6 records Jesus saying, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. His will is that we would operate in dominion as his people and live like, somebody say, heaven on earth. Look at your neighbor to the left and say, heaven on earth. Look at your other neighbor and say, heaven on earth. So Jesus paved the way back to Eden. He paved the way back to rest. In the book of Philippians, verse 12 and 13 of chapter 2, Paul said to the church at Philippi, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God, listen to this, for it is God which worketh in you to will and to do of his good pleasure. As many of you, I was born and raised in holiness. And every week, every Sunday, sometimes every day of the week, we heard what God expected of us. But oftentimes, we were not told what God was doing in us. Somebody say in us. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. We work out what he works in. Say it with me. We work out what he works in. In where? In us. In our hearts. The first stone in the pathway to rest compels us to sanctify ourselves. Somebody say, sanctify yourself. Joshua 3 and 5 says, and Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourselves. For tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. Today I want to speak on the subject, the pathway to rest. He paved the way. How many know that Jesus paved the way?
Amen.
The good news is he's paved the way. He's made the crooked way straight and placed us on the pathway to rest. Somebody say pathway to rest. The next stone is submission to the Lord. Submit to Jesus as Lord. Yes, he is Savior, but submit to him as Lord. Oftentimes when we hear submission, we think of, oh, you got to obey, you got to obey, I got to do this, I got to do that. But submission, when it's broken down, is to come under the mission of another. When you understand the mission of God and you understand his purpose and how he started the whole process with us being exactly like him. To submit to him is to come under that mission and say, God, work in me. Somebody say, God, work in me. And what he works in you, you begin to work out.
Amen.
Somebody say, work it out.
Work.
The good news is, somebody say, the good news is,
he's
paved the way. He's done the work. He's made the crooked way straight and placed us on the pathway to rest. The next stone on the pathway to rest says, study the word of God to gain the knowledge of God. To know him is to love him. Matthew 11:29 says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find what? For your souls. The good news is that he's paved the way. By the end of this message, you're going to know that. He's made the crooked way straight and placed us on the what? Pathway to rest. The next stone in the pathway to rest says, spend time with him to understand his ways. In the Old Testament, the Bible reads that Moses understood the ways of God when the people only understood the works. There are many that follow God just because of what he can do. And our praise centers around that. Our worship centers around that. What he's going to do. Not what he's already done in us. In our adoration and reverence for him. I challenge you today, anytime you go in your prayer closet, you go to approach studying the word, come at studying the word of God, expecting God to reveal to you what he's saying. Not it saying to you what you want it to say. Oftentimes we go in the Word looking for an answer to a question rather than going to the Word for the answer already. He said, before you call, I will answer. And while you're yet speaking, I've already heard you. He's already worked it out. Somebody say he's already worked it out. Because the good news is he's paved the way. He's made the crooked way straight and placed us on the pathway to rest. The next stone in the pathway to rest says, surround yourself with spirit-led people. Hebrews 10:25 says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another. And so much the more as ye see the day approaching. Surrounding yourself with people who are led by the Spirit of God, that actually love God. Not that we can't be around sinners, not that we can't be around people who don't necessarily know about God, don't necessarily love God, but to surround yourself consistently, daily, hanging out with people who are not saved is not profitable. Somebody say profitable for you. Every law, every expectation of God has a reason. Growing up in holiness, we're often told, as I said before, what's expected of us. A lot of times we're not explained why. A lot of times we're not explained what God is doing in us. But the Bible says, for it is He that works in you to will, somebody say, to will and to do. So He works with your heart. He works with your desire. He works with your heart. He works with your desire. You begin to want to do things that actually please Him. You begin to want to do things that are profitable for you. He says that I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Then we go back to the soul, our mind, our will, and our emotions. He's concerned about your soul. There's a scripture in one of the divisions of Peter where Peter talks to the people of God and says that the goal of your faith is the salvation, the deliverance, the freedom of your soul. Oftentimes we get in a regimen of church, we get in a regimen of doing, get in a regimen of doing, get in a regimen of doing that our soul is dying. Our soul is dying. We're not at rest. We are working for Him rather than working with Him. The scripture says we're workers together with Him. We're workers together with Him because He's already paved the way. The good news is He's paved the way. He's made the way. He's made the crooked way straight, the evil way straight. The good news is the bad news has changed because He's what? Paved the way and placed us on the pathway to. As we continue on this pathway to rest, stepping out on the stone of sanctifying ourselves, to the stone of submission to Jesus as Lord and not only Savior, followed by the stone of studying the Word of God for the purpose of gaining the knowledge of God, graced then by the presence of the stone of time in His presence. You cannot know someone that you do not spend time with. And I encourage you today, when you go in prayer, to listen. Have you ever talked to somebody on the phone and you get nothing in? They call you, they say what they want. They ask you for some money. They ask you for whatever they want. And then hang up the phone. That is the ultimate disrespect. Does anybody agree with me?
Uh-huh.
Okay. We often do that to God. We don't give Him time to speak to us. He may just want to say, I love you. Because the last person you heard say that did not show you real love. They said, I love you, and then slept with the sister across the street. Said, I love you, and then stole your money out your purse. But the one who is never changing, there's no shadow of turning in Him, wants to say, I love you. So you hear it from somebody who really does, who is love. Because the good news is He's paved the way.
Amen.
He's made the crooked way straight and placed us on the pathway to rest.
Amen.
The stone of studying the Word of God for the purpose of gaining the knowledge of God, graced then by the presence of the stone of time in His presence to understand His ways. And the final stone of surrounding ourselves with Spirit-led people, our hearts will sing. Though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, let this blessed assurance control that Christ has regarded my helpless estate and hath shed His own blood for my soul. It is well. it is well with my soul.
To God be the glory for the life of our Savior Jesus Christ. Perhaps you listen to me give you a little historical facts. You heard the hype in my voice. At the end of the day, you need to come to the knowledge of the Lord Jesus. Romans 10:9-10 says that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord, and that God raised Jesus from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Repeat after me, I confess with my mouth, and I believe in my heart that Jesus Christ is Lord, and that God raised Jesus from the dead. I thank God for the work that he did for me.
If you just prayed that prayer, give us a call at our 24-hour prayer center, 202-709-PC4U. That's 202-709-7240.
Hello, this is LaVon Breland. In 2000, I decided to start a minister's fellowship that was very successful on social media networks of old. And recently, by the prompting of the Holy Spirit, the Lord told me to relaunch it in a more organized and consistent pattern. And I believe that I have a ministry to offer to ministers at their convenience. And it's simply by joining what we call The Call. The Call is an operation for ministers to collaborate on creative concepts that advance the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. I want you to join us on The Call. Get information about how you can be a part of it. You don't have to be in any type of affiliation. All you have to do is have a desire to be called for the ministry and seek the ministry to advance on earth as it is in heaven, because we're all about the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we welcome you to join The Call and get involved in relevant revelatory training for today, so you can be the minister that God has called you to be, with the backing of a community of faith that has endless bounds. God bless you, and thank you for joining me on this call. Join us on The Call, The Call, The Call, The Call, The Call.
Sold to one that expected ownership eternal, the merchant being man, the first two, denying their very identity, submission to a royally masked master called sin. Never to return again, hope divorced mankind, anonymous papers signed in the ground of Eden. Sovereignty looked in displeasure, and it echoed, "Where are you, Adam?" Cowardly words of blame at each other, male and female, started the gender battle that some remain in even to this day. But don't despair, because after the intermission of man's thousand-year journey, the master playwright continues with a hero, a messiah, a savior who causes the great symmetry of time. It starts over with him. Conquering sin in the flesh, he, like no other, could rip the partitioning wall that was built by the moment of shame in Eden, giving eternal access to man with the Father. Redeemed, redeemed, man is redeemed, the angelic choir sings with the harmonies this earth has yet to hear. It's clear, fear has no grip, death has lost its sting, let freedom ring, the song of redemption.
I need a woman.
UGC is social. Visit us and follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/urban_glory and on Facebook by searching Urban Glory Campaign.
Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his, that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Hello, Faith Class Radio listeners. This is Selena Olivia, President of Urban Glory Campaigns. Listen, I wanted to come on tonight and let you know that we appreciate that you are listening to the broadcast, and we want to hear from you. Email us anytime at urbanglorycampaigns@gmail.com. We want to hear from you. Give us your prayer requests, any comments and compliments concerning the broadcast, praise reports, anything that you want to communicate to us. Concerning the broadcast and concerning anything concerning your life, we want to either agree with you in prayer. You can call us 24/7 at our prayer center at 202-709-PC4U. That's 7248. Call us anytime. You can also text message us at that same number. Also, those of you who are business professionals, those of you who are entrepreneurs, those of you who are strategic stewards of your money, we have a special stewardship program that is ran by Reverend Breland and a team of finance specialists that are kingdom persons, they're believers, and they found different systems, one in particular, that you can take a small amount of money and turn it into larger amounts, very similar to the talent parable in the scriptures. To find out more information, email seedplotproject@gmail.com. Seedplotproject@gmail.com. That's S-E-E-D as in David, plot, C as in Paul, L-O-T, project, P-R-O-J-E-C-T, @gmail.com for more information. Or you can always call us directly at Urban Glory Campaign. Just say, I'm interested in the Seedplot Project or the Stewardship Program, 202-630-4842 for UGC. We look forward to hearing from you. We are ecstatic that you're listening to the broadcast. Tell your friends, family, coworkers, colleagues, everybody, associates, neighbors, that Urban Glory Campaign has a special broadcast for everyone, every believer, to build their faith, to grow in faith, and to grow in God. Faith Class Radio. Faith Class is also on Facebook, and it's going to go on to other social sites as well. We're going to expand the class. There's going to be many programs that will extend from Faith Class. The radio broadcast is the core, and we have Faith book faith class, check us out on Facebook, go to Urban Glory's profile page or page, and you'll find out more information. Connect with us. We want to hear from you. Have a great night. Glad you're listening to the broadcast. Looking to hear from you, and tune in next week.